Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello, welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting. Here at the Ag Media Summit, the group went out the first night to Sprecher Brewery here in Milwaukee. And with me is Karen. Karen, what's your last name?
Shaynung.
Shaynung. Okay. We'll call you Karen for now. This group of agricultural publishers, editors, other people involved in agricultural communications, I think is having a great time here tonight. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I think they're enjoying it too. We've gone through a lot of beer this evening and soda and food, so looks like a good celebration.
Can you tell us a little bit about Sprecher Brewery, history, and just some tidbits about the brewery?
We started in 1985, and so this is our 20th anniversary. Randy Sprecher is the owner, and his dream was to actually start a microbrewery here in the early 1980s. And the brewery actually is one of the first licensed breweries here since Prohibition. So Randy was a bold entrepreneur and had a lot of vision. And since that time, we currently now brew about 40,000 barrels of soda a year to actually 12,000 barrels of beer. People enjoy our products in 20 different states, soda and beer in about 10 different states. But the interesting tidbit for Milwaukee is that out of 12,000 barrels, almost all 12,000 are consumed in a 300-mile radius. So we have a lot of local flavor, and that's how the microbreweries work today. They usually support their local microbrewery, the communities. And so it's been a little bit of a struggle for us to grow nationally, but we're pretty much the king of beers here.
Some of us went to Germanfest last night, and you have a booth there, and you have a special beer brewed just for Germanfest.
We do have a Germanfest beer, and it's along the lines of our Oktoberfest. And so our Oktoberfest last year won a gold medal in the Great American Beer Festival out in Colorado, so we're proud of that.
Can you tell us a little bit about how many people it takes to run this operation as far as employees and how that has developed?
We actually have close to 50 employees now. We're all located here in Milwaukee, from the brewing house, the brewers, to the chemists that test all of our products, to our sales and marketing people. And then we also run our retail operation here, where we have a lot of tours come in throughout the year. And then our hospitality division, which you're enjoying today. So roughly about 50 people to run and operate the company.
Can you tell us anything about where you get your ingredients?
Well, here's the important thing about the ingredients. We don't use any corn or rice in our product, but we do use the malt barley and the hops and yeast and water, and that's according to the old Bavarian purity law. Majority of our malts come from actually Breeze Malt Company here in Wisconsin, and Randy also does some importing of Belgian malts and also from the West Coast in Oregon.
You mentioned all the different types of beer and sodas that you... Can you tell us how many and tell us a little bit about what some of those different types are?
We have actually 15 different styles of beers, everything from a English pub ale to a German Hefeweiss to a Belgian Abbey Triple. We just recently released a new Micro Light, which is new, and an opportunity for people to kind of get a beginning level of our flavor. Sodas, we have 7 different gourmet sodas. We actually have 3 that are all natural that people may not know about: Puma Cola, Ginger Ale, and our Raven Red, which has fresh cranberries and cherries and ginseng from the area.
How do the two compare, the beer versus the soda, in terms of financially contributing to the operation?
Well, here's how it would go. From the top down, we sell the most root beer first, then cream soda, then special amber beer. Those are the favorite flavors consumed around the United States. One of the things that's kind of fun that most people don't know about is when they come and take the tour, there's usually a Leinenkugel or Miller truck or Anheuser-Busch truck. And a lot of people don't understand that as a manufacturer of beer, we have to have distributor relationships to get that to your local grocery store and restaurant and different establishments, liquor depots. So it's always fun on the tour. People ask me, why is a Miller truck here? And usually we laugh and we say it because we're going to punch holes in all their tires so they can't get back on the freeway.
Well, your office is kind of torn up a little bit, and I understand there's going to be a lot of work done here at the brewery on the office. Can you tell us why?
We entered a nationwide competition with Entrepreneur Magazine about 3 weeks ago, and we are the finalist and winner of a $100,000 makeover, and that went to the most deserving company in the United States, small business, and we earned that by our philanthropic contributions to the community. So we donate over $100,000 a year through cash contributions and product to help all of our local charities. We're involved with about 650 different charities here. And then also our office had to be the most obsolete. And as you probably saw, we have a lot of old paneling in there and old wooden desks. Randy Sprecher's philosophy is a desk never really made him any money. So we put all of our cash flow into our product, and so the consumer could have an affordable Sprecher beer or soda. And then the rest we gave to charity. So that kind of left the staff out. And so this is going to be an interesting makeover for us.
Well, thank you very much, Karen, for having us here at Sprecher Brewery.
You're welcome.
And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.